Don't worry about the stability. What is important is able to do it. Means you can relax, understand? You cannot relax, you cannot develop the peace and the calm. Once you can relax and just let the mind stay as it is, aware, didn't fall into the sleep, then your whole body will relax and become like very, very soft, like dead or what. Then every of the movement, because you do a lot of movement, without you knowing it. You may be lying down there or sitting down there, you think you're very still. Even when you can be very still, the vibration is everywhere or no. Why can't you feel? That shows that you are not sensitive at all, because you are not able to be mindful, understand? So ability to be calm and relaxed, don't try to maintain. Do it. When you do it, it will come. When you try to maintain, who is trying to maintain? Definitely lah. Then when the thought try to maintain, that thought actively want that thing. And that is craving. And you cannot see all this. You cannot settle down. That's why I say don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. The trying to maintain the peace is actually the thought which is trying to do things. I just say relax, and better word is enjoy. Cannot relax and enjoy also don't know. Actually, meditation is just like that. Relax and feel nice, peace. When you're very tired, what you do? You just want to sleep in there. But the only difference is instead of sleep, relax, maintain awareness inside there. But this is not your habitual tendency, that's why you don't find it interesting. And I realize a lot of people cannot meditate because they think a lot and the sankhara cannot settle down. If you know how to relax, you feel very good or no, really, really good or no. Just now, when I was there, I thought you all also went in. Yeah, I felt so good. So, learn. Slowly, slowly develop the understanding and let it settle down. So, Joey, that small thing which you have to correct is don't try to maintain or do anything. Always remember the word I say, be natural. I better write it down. When you are natural, means you are very relaxed, you accord and flow on yourself. You don't try to act out, you don't try to be like a zombie or aware. Not like that one. Be natural, then the awareness will come. When you are without thought, you are natural. Understand not? Then the activity is just flowing. Then the awareness pick it up, understand not? Otherwise you are inside here, a lot of things going on. And you think without knowing that you think, that is the worst. Understand how? Then your activity of habitual tendency and movement, you cannot see at all. That's why you cannot understand what you are going through. Self-knowledge is very important. When you see yourself, you wake up. You understand. These are not conducive for the holy life. This lead to heedlessness. You don't have the awareness, how can you see your defilement? You don't have the awareness, how can you understand what is going on? How can you understand how you function as a human? And your senses operate so far, but you are never aware. You are lost in thought, understand? Always lost in thought. So, get all this understood, then when you do, all this word will come to you, understand? Be natural. So walk naturally, talk naturally. Don't try to pretend, understand? Then sometimes a lot of things we do, we are not natural. But I realize when you have awareness, you become very natural. You become like very quiet, don't want to talk. Also very natural. Just now when I come out, actually when I say, slowly come out of the meditation, you realize my voice was very soft. Well, I was in that state, I just come out, understand? Then even Alicia tell you say, deep inside, slowly come out. That is what the mind is. When you go into your true mind awareness, when you come out, not so fast, understand? Then because you are inside there, there is awareness, everything you do is like magnified. Everything you do is aware. That is how you develop it. Okay? Well, now I have to go into this already. We are at the end already. Day 6, oh. Tomorrow is what? After that, you cannot sleep here already, you know. Day 8, you go already. Understand? Cindy, not around. He said, too short, no, the retreat. But a lot of you, instead of too short, day 8 coming. Can go back already. So, different people, different, understand? But important thing is, you learn, understand? Because sometimes you need a little bit of joke, or a little bit of humor to make you interested, understand? Otherwise, you feel very boring. Everything I say, I don't go either. True or not? You are not interested, understand? But once a while got humor, you become like conscious again, no? To be conscious again in that sense is good, no? Because you went into sleepiness already, or downness already. Do you realize when you are very sleepy and very down, you cannot listen one, you cannot understand thing one, because that thing is dozing off. That is sloth and topper lah. And what the Buddha say? When there is hindrance of mind, aware, understand? Why can't you be aware of the sloth and topple and let your awareness be with it? Then suddenly, when you become aware, then you don't do anything. The sloth and topple will be gone. Because sati will take over. Don't develop any aversion to it. Don't try to force yourself to wake up. Be with it. Means what? Be with sloth, that sloth and topple. He want to sleep, let it sleep. But maintain awareness. Then your awareness will take over. Then that energy will come. It's like flash through. Then that hindrance, gone. All the hindrance are like that. Restlessness also same. Relax into it. Because they are dependent originating mind state. Understand? And they arrive here, you lack spiritual faculty. So understand all those things. Because if you don't pick up the keyword, you cannot do one, I realize. You all need to understand all this. But those who cultivate before from the past, the moment they hear the keyword, go in one. It's like, this is familiar one, this is important, they know one. So if you cannot pick it up in the past, you never really learn until you understand. Well, all along I try to understand why human being like that, why living being like that, why I come, at first I thought everybody like me, only need Dhamma, so I share lah. But when I share, I realize hardly anybody understand. So because we are now progressing, that is a consolation, where we are now progressing, now I can go deeper and deeper into all this, so that you pick all this up. And when you pick all this up, you become very different compared to a normal cultivator. Because these are the things that can help you, understand? It's just like you want to understand something. What you do? You go to Google and Google, understand? Then you read here, read there. Which one interests you, one you take. But if your karma is like that, you go and take the pornography, gone. Understand? But if you go and look for Dhamma, then you develop the understanding. Means that those are the pointer, understand? If you read already, you cannot understand what the guy say, or the instruction take you to Holland one, attend to follow, understand or not? Always check, does it harm you, does it harm others? If not, give it a try, understand or not? Give it a try means follow instruction, don't be too smart, understand or not? Well, when I say relax, so easy also cannot do. Must put the word enjoy. I better write it down. So meditation is not to come to the retreat to torture yourself. Always remember, you are here to develop the peace, the tranquility, the stillness, the awareness, the good mind state, understand, and become alert, become a true human being, understand or not? You come here, torture yourself, miserable, sleepy, ku guan nian, understand or not? Smile, understand or not? Joy, understand or not? Because when you experience all this peace, tranquility, I better write. Once you do that, you will realize peace, calm mind, tranquility, stillness. You prefer this mind state or mental hindrance? Definitely this one lah. Every day moody, ku kuan nian, ayo. Then like not wake up yet. Understand or not? After I explain, you check whether what state are you in. Understand? Do you really do this? If you do this, all this will appear. If you don't do this, it go to back to your old habitual way, understand? You are like that. That's why you do it correctly, you transform. You didn't do it correctly, you remain the way you are, understand? Like I tell my brother, if you don't change, your destiny already cast in stone. That's why he changed. And he changed, he become different. And how he changed? After I explained, understand? I say, your life, you decide. You must really see all this, understand all this, then determine to change, then look for the pointer. Understand? Yeah. Okay, ah, very good. Maybe. Otherwise, you won't learn all. Why? I say, understand? In English, say what? Shy. Who is shy? Your thought is shy, understand? When you are serious about life, you look for the thing that you like, understand? That can help you and make you different, transform you. And that is what you need.